Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to be doing now a series of Secrets of Career Analysis podcasts for all you beautiful people. This may be helpful, especially if you are looking to succeed in your current job or looking to change your career path or do something in case you have lost your job due to artificial intelligence, AI, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me dispel the fear that AI is going to do anything like taking your jobs and making everybody jobless. That's not going to be the case, at least so far as I'm concerned. Even though I use AI in my podcasts extensively, that is just a correlation mechanism between the notes I have already made from two certification courses I have done. By the way, the entire Vedic Astrology basic course is available now online in the memberships area in case you wish to deep dive and understand all the basics there is to know about this thing called Vedic Astrology. That is also made using AI. But that is just a capturing mechanism for my own notes and my own understanding and my experience of reading charts, okay? So it is not like blindly I have put AI into the business. That's not the way AI works anyway. All right, so talking of secrets of career analysis, first I'm going to be doing between natal and navamsha and using the Jaimini system of astrology. Going forward, I shall be explaining to you all the principles of Amartya Karaka as it relates to your career, as it relates to Jaimini astrology, and what tips you can take from there to understand your career paths and your planets and points. And going forward, I shall even be doing the case studies like I did for all the previous ones. So let's begin with the basics, part one. Number one, what is Amartya Karaka in Jaimini astrology? What does it mean by saying Amartya Karaka? It directly means, translated from Sanskrit, it means the minister. Atma Karaka being the king or the soul aspect. Amartya Karaka is the planet in your natal chart which is of second highest degree angle. Jaimini system considers angles. Okay. This planet with the second highest degree in your natal chart is your Amartya Karaka. Think of Amartya Karaka as the second house of your natal chart if you use traditional astrology. The Amartya Karaka planet is responsible for earning wealth, income for your family. That planet, that sign, whatever it is sitting on, that is what is responsible for your wealth earning capacity, or in what way you will be doing your profession. What is your profession really like? We'll be using this form of analysis. Check the planetary significations first, the sign which the planet is sitting on next, and then the house placements later in that order of significance. In order for us to understand the energies that are playing into your career part of your life. This is one part of your life. We are only discussing career here. Check the placement of the sign and placement in natal and then see which sign or house it travels to in the Navamsha. First check all the natal aspects and then see where it goes into the Navamsha. Natal is where it will play out in the physical reality like we discussed before in the Nakshatrapada series. Navamsha shows the part that will provide the qualities and characteristics to the Amartya Karaka planet. And you shall see all this as we go forward. Don't panic too much if you find all these concepts very alien, okay? Hang in with me. Now, as you can see in the slide, this one, check basics part two. I've taken a case here, for example, the natal chart is on your left displayed there and Navamsha of the same person is displayed on the right, okay? So we have two charts, natal as well as Navamsha. Now the number of Karakas I'm using in Jaiminis for the sake of this study is 7 Karakas. I'm not using Rahu. Okay, it's not 8 Karakas, it is 7. So the AMK which is said here is Amartya Karaka in this person's case, which is Saturn. And the Saturn, first we have to see as per the rules, is where it is placed. It is placed in the 5th house in the sign of Gemini. In the natal chart, But in Navamsha, it goes to the sign of Aquarius in the 10th house, the same planet. So the travel of the Amatya Karaka from natal to Navamsha, it has changed sign, it has changed house as well. Planet is the same. Okay? Bear this in mind as we go forward. I'm going to stick this introduction in every single podcast just for ease. If you have seen this before, just skip to the part where you want to come to the learning part. Basics part 3. I have used 7 karakas which are considered in this study. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. Totally 7 solid planets, ignoring Rahu and Ketu, as the basis, as per the scriptures. Okay. Aspects of the karakas are different from the main system. In Gemini system, the aspects are considered based on the signs where they're aspecting each other. Fixed signs aspect all movable signs except the one next to them. Movable signs aspect all the fixed signs except the one next to them. And dual signs aspect one another. Just remember this. You can even GPT it if you want. So it is based on the rules of the Gemini system, not the mainstream system. Okay? Just understand this. After I cover the planets as Amatya Karaka, and going forward by Amatya Karaka in Navamsha and that characteristic, this itself will be very large number of podcasts, then I shall begin the case study podcast for better learning and grounding. Because learning astrology without studying any amount of doing charts, natal charts, studying n number of charts, okay, unless we indulge in that, well, the study of astrology just becomes esoteric. It has no grounding. It has no value. It's like studying physics without any proof in the lab. You have to prove it. Is this true for me or not? That should be your question. It can't be just an idle rant or a philosophical rant of some kind. Vedic astrology is as real as it gets, folks. Okay. Now let us discuss Moon as the Amatya Karaka. That means your ways of earning income now has become centered around Moon and its qualities. So we have to first examine Moon and what it represents. Like I said in the earlier one for Sun as well, every planet, and you can apply this as a general principle, you can take the screenshot of this and keep it for reference for yourself. Every planet should be evaluated when you are talking of careers in terms of people it represents, in terms of planetary attitude, in terms of types of work, and in terms of conjunctions. So, Moon, what does it stand for? As far as people are concerned, Moon stands for mothers, the fourth house. Moon stands for nurses, someone who cares and is nurturing for you. Moon stands for masses, local masses. Okay, and Moon stands for your local community. In terms of attitude, what is Moon's attitude? It is very moody, fluctuating in mental and emotional body, always fluctuating like the waxing and the waning of the Moon. It is nurturing and caregiving, and it is a heart-centric energy. Keep these things in mind. Basically, I have boiled it down to basics here. Types of work, since we are speaking of secrets of career, types of work associated with the Moon as Amatya Karaka in your natal chart may be relating to property or land, liquids like perfumes, cosmetics, water, alcohol, depending upon what associations are there. If it associated Venus, it becomes perfumes. If it is associated with Rahu, it becomes alcohol. Okay, that depends. It can be associated with travel and tourism. Moon is associated with all long distance and short distance travels, depending upon how it is placed. Travel and tourism related industry. Moon is associated with work relating to community engagement. Also with respect to midwifery, psychology and psychiatry. Most of the psychologists and psychiatrists come from a good Moon placement as Amatya Karaka. They can also be doing engaged in the fields of counseling, in the fields of food and beverage industry, because Moon stands for food and water also. Conjunctions. Moon as Amartya Karaka with Mars conjunct can provide careers in real estate because Mars is interested in land, food and restaurants because Mars is interested in cutting things and cooking with fire, which is basically food and restaurants, cafes. It could also make for good Mars activists. Why do I say this? Because Mars is a very activist kind of creature, aggressive. And we are talking of Moon, therefore we are talking of Masses. So Mars activists can come out of this depending on placements. They could also be in the travel industry. They could also make for heart surgeons, especially Moon if it is aspected by Rahu and Mars. Placed properly, of course, could make for heart surgeons because Moon stands for matters of the heart. Moon as Amartya Karaka conjunct with Mercury. Now you have put the mind into it. Mercury has intellect, so they can be good in counseling, in psychology, in psychiatry, all related fields of such, where intellect has to be used with emotion. Next, Moon as Amartya Karaka conjunct with Venus provides careers in horticulture, agriculture, all Venusian traits also. Venus is responsible for agriculture, farming of all kinds, nursing, art therapy. Venus is there, as you can see. Follow the trails of Venus associated with the trails of Moon. Okay, that's how you associate these career paths. It can also be good in music, again Venus, interior design and decor, again Venus combined with Moon as home front. Fourth house Moon also stands for home. Combined with Venus, these people may be drawn towards careers in interior decoration, even Vastu consultants. Modern day, lots of people are finally realizing the benefits of Vastu. There are plenty of consultants available out there. So this makes a good career path for Moon with Venus. Moon as Amartya Karaka with Jupiter could make good counselors, could make teachers in schools, because Jupiter is fond of kids, children, teaching children, music and arts teachers. Again, think more children than more grown-ups, intuitive healers. Moon has a lot of intuition buried in it. So it can provide and become a healer here when it's conjunct with Jupiter. With Saturn, it can become drawn towards real estate, non-governmental organization in service of the elderly specifically. Why? Because the Saturn is a planet of elderly people. So NGOs which are in service of elderly people may have Moon conjunct with Saturn. The hospice industry, taking care of the old people in the hospice area. Housekeeping. Saturn is responsible for housekeeping kind of careers, so they may be drawn towards careers of housekeeping. Regarding the home front, think Moon as fourth house, as mother, as home. Also, they may be drawn to making cafes. Why cafes? Because Saturn is a Karaka of tea and coffee. These days you have lots of these tiny mom and pop shops popping up in India of tea and coffee also. Even Starbucks, things like that. Okay, tea and coffee, Saturn combined with Moon. If Rahu and Ketu aspect, things go a little different. Rahu conjunct with Moon will amplify. Rahu is an amplifier. It will aspect the psychology aspect of Moon. These people may be deeply drawn to psychology. Chemical sciences. Not necessarily engineers, that will come later with Mars. We are talking about Rahu aspect only. So chemical sciences, dealing with chemicals of some kind. Selling chemicals, chemists maybe, druggists maybe. They may be also drawn to marketing kind of careers because Rahu is a good marketing agent. They may be drawn to films because Rahu represents photography. They may be interested in dream therapy because Rahu combined with Moon amplifies the understanding of the subconscious mind. If it is not going crazy, it is understanding it. They may be also drawn to careers involving hypnotherapy. Food and travel bloggers and vloggers, should be vloggers there. Food and travel bloggers, all the blogging that goes on YouTube, mainly dominated by Rahu aspect. Okay, understand this. Food and travel, moon is responsible for both. You have combined Rahu with it. So these people may make food and travel blogging on YouTube their mainstream. When it is joined with Ketu, moon as Amartya Karaka conjoined with Ketu, they make good psychic readers. You know, people who read your Akash. Akash reading truly would give more Jupiterian aspects, but we'll deal with that later. Possible psychic readers and all. Tarot card readers, spiritual mediumship and intuitive counseling. Why all of this? Because Ketu is detached from this world. It belongs to the spirit world. So if you want Ketu and moon aspect conjoined, if you see in your chart, think in terms of psychic readers, psychic abilities, tarot card readers. There are so many of them. Spiritual mediumship, talking to spirits, that kind of a thing. Moon and Ketu gives that powerful intuitive ability to the individual. Next we shall discuss, after moon, Mercury. Stay tuned.
Career studies, moon as Amartya Karaka. When the moon becomes the Amartya Karaka, the planet of emotions, adaptability, intuition, and nurturing becomes the ministerial guide for the execution of the soul's objectives. This translates into a professional attitude that is sensitive to environments, responsive to the needs of teams or the public, and capable of influencing others through empathy and perceptiveness. Such individuals excel in professions where understanding human nature, anticipating collective needs, and building emotional rapport are essential. The moon here favors careers in public-facing roles, service to the masses, hospitality, healthcare, counseling, and any domain where adaptability is valued. Professional success often comes through reading situations intuitively, creating comfort for others, and maintaining harmony in the work atmosphere. A strong moon as Amartya Karaka brings emotional intelligence, networking skills, and an instinct for timing. When afflicted, it may cause indecision, mood-dependent work output, or oversensitivity to criticism. The career path is often intertwined with cycles of change, requiring the ability to adapt fluidly to shifting conditions while retaining personal and institutional stability. First house, career focus, public-facing professions, leadership through empathy, personal brand built on trust and care, roles in hospitality or public relations. Strengths, warm public image, strong rapport building, adaptability to different professional roles. Challenges. Oversensitivity to public, fluctuating career motivation tied to mood changes. Second house, career focus, food and hospitality industries, finance tied to family enterprises, counseling through speech, roles connected with resources for community welfare. Strengths, soothing communication style, ability to attract financial support, emotionally driven wealth creation. Challenges, allowing personal emotions to affect financial decisions, family dynamics influencing career stability. Third house, career focus, media, writing, public campaigns, arts, diplomacy, and communication-based industries. Strengths, persuasive storytelling, empathy in negotiations, emotional connection to audience or clients. Challenges, inconsistent communication style, risk of emotional involvement in professional disputes. Fourth house, career focus, real estate, homeland administration, education, community welfare, healthcare, linked to nurturing roles. Strengths, emotional stability in home-linked careers, ability to create harmonious work environments. Challenges, difficulty separating personal life from career, career decisions influenced by home or family moods. Fifth house, career focus, education, child welfare, creative industries, psychology, counseling, arts. Strengths, nurturing mentorship style, emotional resonance in creative leadership, deep engagement with personal development of others. Challenges, over-involvement in mentees or subordinates' issues, fluctuating creative output. Sixth house, career focus, healthcare, social services, humanitarian aid, roles in resolving public grievances, law enforcement with a humane touch. Strengths, strong service orientation, emotional resilience in dealing with public needs, adaptability in competitive environments. Challenges, emotional fatigue from constant problem solving, tendency to take work-related disputes personally. Seventh house, career focus, partnership-based ventures, client relations, diplomacy, public relations in government or corporate sectors. strengths, ability to empathize with partners and clients, maintaining harmonious business relationships. Challenges, emotional dependency on partners, career instability if partnerships dissolve. Eighth house, career focus, crisis management, psychology, research in emotional or social trends, healing professions, transformative advisory roles. Strengths, deep understanding of hidden emotional dynamics, ability to comfort during change or loss. Challenges, emotional strain from handling high-intensity situations, career volatility due to sudden shifts. Ninth house, career focus, cultural diplomacy, education policy, spiritual guidance, humanitarian law, international welfare projects. Strengths, moral leadership combined with compassion, global perspective, emotional connection to philosophical work. Challenges, emotional rigidity in belief systems, career changes tied to ideological shifts. 10th house, career focus, public service, governance, large-scale welfare administration, healthcare leadership, media linked to public opinion. Strengths, emotional intelligence in leadership, public trust, popularity in governance or mass service roles. Challenges, vulnerability to public mood swings, over-involvement in public sentiment at the cost of strategic decisions. 11th house, career focus, social organizations, charitable institutions, community activism, public networks, mass outreach campaigns. Strengths, strong emotional bond with networks, skill in mobilizing collective support, trusted group leadership. Challenges, overextension into emotional commitments within networks, difficulty prioritizing professional boundaries. 12th house, career focus, foreign diplomacy, humanitarian aid abroad, hospitals, rehabilitation centers, spiritual retreats. Strengths, compassion in secluded or behind-the-scenes work, strong intuition in cross-cultural contexts. Challenges, emotional isolation, risk of burnout from high-intensity empathetic roles, difficulty in gaining public recognition for work.